Hello, welcome along to the brand new podcast radio show, Gotta Get Back in Time. Each week we'll be spinning back in time, the wheel, and letting fate choose the year. The years from 1950 to present day. Joining me each and every week, I have DJ Jack, who will be assisting me with not only spinning the wheel, but with special facts about the chosen year. Say hello, Jack.
Hello, Jack.
Okay, so let's not waste any time. Jack, please step up and spin the wheel. It's going pretty fast. Oh, 1952's gone past. What year is it, Jack?
1984.
Oh, wow, 1984. That's the year of records by Frankie Goes to Hollywood. Who else had hits in that year?
Queen, David Bowie, Billy Joel, Phil Collins and Wham.
Wow, what a monstrous year to start with. Okay, well, let's kick off the show. Jack mentioned Wham. Let's Wake Me Up Before You Go-Go. Jitterbug. Jitterbug. You put the boom boom into my heart. You send my soul sky high when your loving starts. Jitterbug into my brain.
Wake me.
great way to start the show with Wake Me Up Before You Go Go from Wham. Okay, in 1984, there were some famous people born. Who was born in this year, Jack?
Prince Harry, Scarlett Johansson, LeBron James, and everyone's favourite Katy Perry.
Wow, that's quite a cool list of people that were born in this year. There was also some films that we found out that were around this year. What popular films were there?
Some popular films released in 1984 include Ghostbusters, Indiana Jones and the Temple of Doom, Footloose, Gremlins, Beverly Hills Cop, Karate Kid, The Terminator, and Star Trek III.
Wow, what a list of iconic movies there was. I think let's go back to the top of that list. Let's go and let's play Ray Parker Jr. Ghostbusters.
Yay!
There were some TV shows that were also around this year. These included
Cheers, Fame, The A-Team and Dynasty, and also Magnum PI. The UK's breakfast TV started with BBC, ITV going head-to-head with TVAM and Breakfast Time.
Wow, but who can talk about television where we're on the radio? Let's play Radio Gaga by Queen.
Yay!
We watch the show.
you're here with me, Jack, and that was Queen, Radio Gaga. Let's hear some sporting events.
So in the world of sport in 1984, it all started in February time when the LA Raiders won the Super Bowl. The Golf Masters was won by Ben Crenshaw. In tennis, Martina Navratilova won both French and Wimbledon and the US Open as well, only to be followed by Chris Everlord in the Australian Open. The World Series was won by the Detroit Tigers, and finally, the Tour de France was won by Laurent Fignon. Let's get back to the music. Let's have... Who should we have, Jack?
Let's play some Billy Ocean.
Billy Ocean? Caribbean Queen. Okay, if we're on that sort of vibe, then let's play Rufus and Chaka Khan, Ain't Nobody First.
I let myself go. And now
DJ Jack.
Hello!
In 1984, the top-selling record was Frankie Goes to Hollywood's Relax. However, due to the nature of the why it was the top-selling record, we're going to skip past that because they also had the second best-selling record of 1984, Two Tribes.
Tell me.
That was Frankie Goes to Hollywood, Two Tribes. In the news in 1984, there was a miners' strike in the UK. It began in March and lasted 1 year. That's quite a long time to be on strike for. Anyway, also in 1984...
top musicians gathered in a Notting Hill studio to form Band Aid and record the song Do They Know It's Christmas? And here is that record.
It's Christmas time. There's no need to be afraid. At Christmas time, we let in light and we banish shame.
For listening to our first ever Gotta Get Back in Time podcast radio show. Until next week, until we spin back the wheel of time, it's goodbye from me
and a goodbye from me, DJ Jack.
Thanks for stopping by. Take care. Bye
bye.